感谢主耶稣，我们在下午的时间要继续我们早上的学习。
And praise and thank God that we're going to make use of this afternoon to continue our study from the morning.
因为从下个星期五晚上开始，一连三天在这边，我们要举开有关于教育子女以及教育我们的学生的一连串的进修会讲习学习。
And because from next Friday on, we're going to have a series of seminars in terms of educating our youth and the next generation.
所以主耶稣给我们机会，从今天开始呢，我们就来学习怎么样成为一个主耶稣的好仆人、好帮手。
So therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ, He has given us opportunity so that we can learn to become a good servant and helper of God.
能够学习一直是一个很大的恩典。
And indeed, it is a grace and blessing that we can continue to learn.
因为当我们去到第三世界一些落后国家的时候，我们看见他们的缺乏是我们很难以想象的。
Because if we have a chance to go to the third world or the developing countries, we'll find that in their extreme poverty, it is really beyond our imagination.
所以我们有舒适的会堂，有完整的安排表，有这么多的工人，有人弹琴，有人唱诗，这是一个很大的恩典。
And indeed, it is a great blessing for us to enjoy this beautiful chapel, an organized schedule, and someone playing the piano. Everything is running so smoothly.
那我们常常说，我们不断地学习主的话，我们到底学习什么呢？
So indeed, we often say that we need to study the Word of God, but what are we really studying?
我们一生的目的在学习什么呢？
And what is the main goal and purpose of our lifelong journey?
我们学习认识主耶稣。
Indeed, we're learning to get to know Jesus Christ.
更重要的是，我们一生学习让主耶稣怎么认识我们。
And what is more important is that we also need to learn to let God know us.
我们要常常提醒自己，在圣经里面有一段说话说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的，不都能够进入天国的。
And let's continue to remind ourselves that not everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved.
他说，主耶稣说。我不认识你。
Because Jesus Christ says that I do not know you.
可是那些人呢？那个你不是杀人放火的那个你。
But who are the you that God is referring to? It is not the murderers.
相反的，圣经上说那些人是奉他的名传道，奉他的名在工作的人。
But rather, this you, the definition refers to the workers who are serving God.
那为什么主耶稣不认识他呢？
Then why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ do not know them?
所以我们要想，我们这一生除了学习认识主，也要让主耶稣怎么认识我们。
And that is to say, we must also learn to know our Lord Jesus Christ, not just the other way around.
主耶稣在他被钉在十字架上之前，他带着他的学生、他的门徒，设立了几个很重要的榜样，留到我们今天。
And prior to the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has laid down some beautiful examples for his disciples to learn and also for us to learn today.
他亲自拣选的学生，他希望有一天这些孩子、这些学生能够跟他有份。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, he has chosen his disciples so that they can have a part with him.
所以我们今天，我们身为父母亲的，身为老师的，我们在做带领工作的人，其实我们只有这样的一个心愿，就是有一天他跟主耶稣是有份的。
And today, as parents or as RE teachers, our role as an educator is to hope that our younger generation will have a part with the Lord Jesus Christ in the future.
主耶稣基督用他的生命换回了我们的生命。
And our Lord Jesus Christ, he has redeemed our life with his life.
在圣经上明明地记录着他用他的宝血把我们从罪里面买回来。
And the Bible has clearly recorded that Lord Jesus Christ purchase us with his blood.
我们今天没有一个父母，没有一个老师能够做到这件事。
And today, not a single parent nor a single teacher can attain to this level.
所以我们要学习的时候，我们要学习这位老师。
So when we learn, we need to learn from the greatest teacher of all.
我们一起看这段圣经，我们熟悉的约翰福音第十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13, this chapter that we all are very familiar with.
耶稣基督用他自己的命换我们的命。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he has exchanged his life with our life.
从那之后他说，你在我的里面，我在你的里面。
And after that, he says that he will be in us and we will be in him.
这是一个信仰里面非常中心的一件事。
And that is a very central and key point in terms of our faith today.
当我们今天说我们在服侍耶稣，
So today, when we say that we're serving our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们想一想看，耶稣真的需要我们服侍吗？
But let us think about this point. Does Jesus Christ need our servitude?
我们真的用这一两个小时教孩子，孩子就成功吗？
And really, if we just spend 1 hour or two teaching our children, will they become successful?
有多少的父母在年轻的时候教自己的子女，到年老的时候后悔他自己的教育方法？
And many parents, they really regretted their way of teaching once they get old.
所以什么是对的？
So indeed, what is correct?
我们今天在做什么？
What are we doing today?
我们今天在认识耶稣的路上，我们要怎么样把耶稣基督所教我们的东西放在我们的孩子身上？
And that is today, when we are along this journey trying to get to know Jesus Christ, how do we instill his role in the hearts of our children?
因为一切会过去。
Because everything will pass one day.
当我们讲一切会过去的时候，大概30岁以下的同学是不觉得的，没有感觉的。
And when we say that time will pass one day, perhaps for those youth who are under 30 years old, they won't feel that.
啊，如果是我们这样50岁的，大概会觉得啊，会过去。
And for those of us who are already 50 years old, we understand what this means.
啊，如果70的会说快过去了。
And if you're 70 years old, you will say that.Time flies really fast.
所以神给人这个时间很有意思，它会随着我们的年纪，我们里面的这一些想法、观念会跟着时间一直在改变的。
So therefore today when we speak about time, it is really relative in terms of our age because it will pass along with our age.
所以我们真正站在这边讲、分享的时候，我们其实能讲的东西并不多。
So indeed, today when we are sharing the word of God, there is really not that much to talk about.
因为我只能够用我自己的年纪，这样的经验，这样子的想法去分享罢了。
Because I can only share with you the lifelong journey, the current life experiences that I have gone through.
那我们讲的东西可能在过10年、20年之后啊，不应该这么讲。
And perhaps what we have spoken today, we will regret saying that 10, 20 years from now.
所以老师们、父母们，我们其实觉得放心，没有关系。
So indeed, for the parents and the teachers out there, really just relax. You do not need to worry.
一切会过去的。
Because every day will pass one day.
当过去的时候，你只有从心里面感觉啊，主啊，我谢谢你，我好像没有做什么好不了不起的东西，但是主你带领了他。
And indeed, once the time has passed, you will really be relieved and thankful that perhaps you have not achieved too much, but God has guided your children along.
耶稣一生非常非常的爱他的门徒。
And in the life of Jesus Christ, we see that he indeed loved his disciples a great deal.
非常的爱。
He loved them very deeply.
因为他自己选的。
Because he has chosen them himself.
他带他们走。
And he brought them along with him.
他教他们。
He taught them.
他讲了许多宝贵的道理，都是针对他们讲的。
And he spoke many precious truths, and all these are relating to their disciples.
甚至他复活之后，他回去看这些门徒，他也是问他们：“你们吃饱了没？”
And indeed, after Jesus Christ has ascended, when he met with the disciples, he asked them, "Have you eaten yet?"
他这么爱他们，可是他给他们什么？
And since Jesus Christ loved them so much, what has he given them?
好像今天爸爸妈妈，你们非常爱自己的孩子。
And just like today, many parents, they love their children very much.
然后我们的老师也很爱自己的学生。
And of course, for all the teachers involved, you love your students a great deal.
那我们怎么彰显我们对他们的这些爱呢？
So how do we magnify our love for our students today?
爸爸妈妈，很多人会从看很多书籍，从书上大师、专家、医生教我们怎么去爱孩子。
And for the parents, they will look into many books, and they will try to study from these books as to how to love their children.
嗯，所以很多孩子，这个年代的孩子，从很小的时候，爸爸妈妈就会亲他们、抱他们、摸他们，要 touch and go， 亲。
And today we know that since touch, the sense of touch is so important, then the parents suddenly realize that now they must learn to hug and kiss and love their children with a sense of touch.
对，就用这些动作表示，哇， baby, baby, 我好爱你。
And to use these actions to say that, oh, my baby, I love you so much.
对，我们在彰显我们的爱。
Because we're trying to express our love.
因为书上这样教我们的。
Because that is what the book teaches us.
那我们这个年代的人呢？
But how about for us in this generation?
我们回想一下，我们的父母亲 有没有爱死我们
So when we think about back to the childhood, do our parents kiss us and hug us to death?
我们那时候要吃的时候，爸爸妈妈可能没空管我们。
Perhaps at that time when we wanted to eat, our parents just neglected us.
更不要说亲亲我们。
And forget about kissing or hugging us.
但你们看自己觉得怎么样？这个年纪蛮好嘛哦。
So if you look at yourself today, well, actually you also grew up pretty well.
我们少掉那些亲亲抱抱的，现在也蛮好的。
Indeed, we had not received all the hugging and kisses when we were young, but we still grew up pretty well.
它就是随着这个时代不同的改变的时候，有一些新的方式出来，然后告诉了我们一些新的方法。
But indeed, all these are new modes of communication that has changed as the time has passed.
那这些东西在我们下个礼拜的讲习会会一起来学习。
And all these things will be spoken about in detail in our seminar next week.
耶稣爱这些门徒。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he loved his disciples.
他没有跟他们亲亲抱抱。
And Lord Jesus does not kiss or hug his disciples.
他只做了一件很特别的事情在十三章。
And he just did a very special event, and that's recorded in chapter 13.
为了让他们跟主耶稣有份，耶稣做了洗脚的动作。
And in order for the disciples to have a part with the Lord Jesus Christ, he performed foot washing for them.
因为从第一节开始，他知道他的时间并不多了。
Because from verse 1, we know that Jesus does not have any more time left.
他说，他既然爱这些属自己的人，他就爱他们到底。
And since having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
接着下来，他一个一个的帮他们洗脚。
And then we see how one by one Jesus washed their feet.
要让他们在将来荣耀的国度里面跟他有份。
So that in future, in the glorious kingdom of God, these disciples will have a part with Jesus.
在荣耀的国度里面跟他一起坐席。
And in the glorious kingdom of God, they will also share a seat with Jesus Christ.
这个是老师所想要的。
This is what the teacher wants to achieve.
我们想一想，主耶稣可以有很多的方法来传达这个讯息。
So think about this. Jesus can use this message in many ways.
因为他自己其实是神的性格在里面。
Because God himself, he is God in human flesh.
他可以给这些学生们所有学生想要的东西。
And of course, as God himself, he has the ability to give whatever the disciples want.
他可以发 coupon。他可以发 coupon.
Oh, he can give out coupons.
没想过哈。
And you probably didn't think about that.
发拿这张卡的将来可以与我有份。
So if he were to hand out a coupon, and that is to say they will have a part with him in future.
有他的签名。
Because that has a signature on it.
因为可能犹大会做一张假的。
Because perhaps Judas, he will fake a coupon.
对，那他也可以说啊，现在我摸到你啊，你将来与我有份了。
And of course, Jesus can also use another way. Well, I will touch you right now. That means in the future, you will have a part with me.
意思是说，主耶稣他其实有很多的方法来彰显对这些学生的爱，告诉他说，嘿，你将来与我有份 ，Come with me.
And that is to say, Jesus Christ, indeed, he has many choices to relate his message for the future for them to come follow him.
可是为什么他用了这个方法?
Then why is it that Jesus Christ choose this mode of expression?
他用了一个奴隶做的事情。
Because Jesus Christ, he has chosen a task that only a servant will do.
甚至于犹太人自己本身在当时的文化里面，犹太人自己本身的奴隶都不帮人洗脚的哦。
And we must also understand this point that according to the Jewish tradition, the servants don't even wash the feet.
因为洗脚是一件最卑贱的事情。
Because according to the Jewish tradition, washing the feet is probably the lowest task of all.
只能让外邦人来做。
And only the Gentiles are worthy to perform.
也就是说，不属于神拣选的人才能够做这样的事情。
And that is to say, only those who are not chosen by God, they can perform the foot washing.
他用了外邦人奴隶的样式做这件事。
That is to say, Jesus Christ, he has taken up the role of a Gentile, of a servant, washing the feet.
他用这个动作来表现他里面爱的本质。
And it is through this little action that he can express his greatest love.
所以我们今天在说我们跟随耶稣，我们今天在服侍，我们在教孩子的时候，我们从这边 去看到主耶稣给我们的榜样。
And that is why today, when we say that we are serving God, we are teaching our children, our next generation. This is where we must learn from Jesus' example.
因为从十三章里面，我们看见了主耶稣要帮彼得洗的时候，彼得不让他洗的。
Because from chapter 13, we see that when Jesus wants to wash Peter's feet, he refused.
因为彼得有想法。
Because Peter, he has his own mind.
他不是傻的人啊。
Because he is not foolish.
他知道他自己是犹太人，他知道这件事情是万万做不得的。
And since he is a Jew himself, he knew that such a task can never ever happen.
因为这个是一个奴隶做的事情，老师你怎么能这样做呢？
Because this task can only be performed by a servant, by a slave. How can the teacher perform such a task?
可是今天这个老师他彰显给这些学生的爱，就是用了一个最低最低的一个姿势来给学生看。
But yet today, in order to express his greatest love, Jesus Christ took the most humble, the most humblest of all actions out there to express it.
而这群被洗脚的人当中，其中有一个人是要出卖他的。
And yet, out of these disciples who are going to get their feet washed, one of them is going to betray Jesus.
我们有没有想过，试着想一想看，有没有想过说，有一天你在上课的时候，你们都是老师，有一些人在上课上到一半的时候，你的学生带警察过来抓你。
And perhaps today we can relate this incident to our lives today, that one day as an RE teacher, some of you out there, you may be teaching a class, and then suddenly one of your students call the police on you.
然后说，就是他。
And then tell the police that this is the one.
另外，我们有没有想过，我们的孩子有一天叫了警察来抓我们？
So perhaps someday we will also think about do your children call on the police on you?
我们这么爱我们的孩子。
Since we love the children so much.
我们这么爱我们的学生。
And we love our students so much.
我们不曾经历过这些事情。
And we have never ever gone through such experiences.
可是在历史上面，耶稣告诉我们是这样发生的了。
But yet, according to history, Jesus tells us that is how it happened.
他这么爱他的学生。
Since he loved his students so much.
但是学生其中的一个把他卖掉。
But yet, one of his beloved students betrayed Jesus.
耶稣没有反抗。
But Jesus, he did not rebel.
因为他知道他的目标是什么。
Because Jesus knew his purpose.
他知道他走上这条路是为了换回我们其他人的生命。
And Jesus knew that when he embarked on this journey, he is trying to call back all the lost souls.
他要我们在那一刻开始说，我们的生命是耶稣基督所重新给的。
And Jesus Christ wants us to realize that it is at this point that our life is given by him.
我们今天在做带领工作的人，有时候很难去提醒自己这件事情。
And sometimes today, when we are in a leadership role, it is hard for us to remember this point.
因为我们很容易站在前面说话。
Because it is easy for us to stand in front to speak.
我们说我们自己想说的。
And of course, we speak what we wanted to say.
那我们甚至说完之后会想期待说，哎呀，底下这200人可以当三点之后有改变啊。
And sometimes we think that just through a simple message that the 300 or the 200 congregation out there will have a change after 1 hour of sermon.
可是我们是仆人。
But yet we are servants.
我们是仆人，我们就没有办法改变大家。
And since we are servants, we do not have the power to change anyone.
只有主人可以改变我们。
Only the master can change us.
我们今天所做的东西不过就是尽本分忠心的做。
And today it is only our mere duty to do whatever we need to do.
所谓的忠心，也就是说我们不是看有多少的回馈，有多少的人告诉我们这件事情好还是不好，我们只知道就是这样做了。
And when we speak about loyalty or even faithfulness to our Lord Jesus, it is not a matter of counting the rewards that we will reap at the end of the day.
所以老师们，我们第一件要学到的是一个忠心，在心中的一个忠心。
And so therefore, for all the teachers out there, the first thing you must learn is loyalty.
那么从这段圣经里面，我们继续就学到说，主耶稣明明知道有人要出卖他，但是他仍然的洗他的脚。
And yet, from this passage, we knew that Jesus Christ, he knew who the betrayer is going to be, but yet he is going to wash his feet.
我们来看这段圣经。
Let's look at this passage.
我们看到第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服坐下，对他们说：我向你们做的，你们可明白吗？
So when Jesus had washed their feet, he took off his garments and sat down again. He said to them, Do you know what I have done to you?
意思是说，每一个动作的背后其实是有一个目的的。
And that is to say, behind every action, there is a purpose.
那我们今天在对孩子、对学生，我们做的每一个动作的背后的目的是什么？
And today, in terms of our children and our students, what is our purpose behind our teaching?
还是我们只是在反映我们自己对这件事情的看法而已？
Or are we just trying to reflect our opinion based according to what we think?
我们当有一个目的在背后的时候，我们就可以去带领他们的时候，问他们：你们知道这样的意思是什么吗？
So indeed, when we do have a goal or a purpose behind it, we will ask them what are the things they have learned.
那主耶稣在这边示范了他这个爱的本质。
So over here we see how Jesus Christ, he expressed the goal of his love.
所以在这个过程里面，耶稣基督用他的双手来帮我们洗脚。
So therefore, throughout this process, we see how Jesus Christ, he washed our feet with his hands.
那他洗了之后问我们可明白吗？
And after he has washed our feet, he asked us,Do you understand what I have done?
假如今天主耶稣这样子问我们，我们明白吗？
So today, if Jesus Christ were to ask you, do you understand?
主耶稣用他的双手洗他们的脚。
Because he has washed their feet.
我们知道主耶稣的双手何其的伟大。
And we know the beautiful hands of Jesus Christ is so great.
我们看十三章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 3.
耶稣他知道说，时候已经到了。
And Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hands,
那么在这个时候呢，这个时间就是父将万有交到他的手中。
And over here, at this moment, at this point, the Father has given all things into his hands.
万有交到他的手中。
All things into his hands.
他的手拿了什么？
And what is in his hands?
他的手现在拿着万有。
And within his hands contained all things.
这个是很难让我们想象的。
This is something that is difficult for us to imagine.
因为我们的眼睛看到的东西，双手能够拿的东西是，就是这么多。
Because what we can see or what we can hold within our hands is so limited.
可是在这个特别的时刻，父神把万有交给他。
But yet at this special moment, the Father has given all things into his hands.
圣经很有意思，在这边先讲他的手上握着万有。
So it is very interesting how the Bible records that all things are given into his hands.
然后耶稣基督的动作就是用这个万有的双手来开始洗门徒的脚。
Then it is very interesting that what follows is that Jesus will use his mighty hands to begin washing the feet of the disciples.
万有在他的手中，但是他现在变成了奴隶。
All things are in the hands of Jesus, but now he has become a servant.
今天你的手上有什么？
And today, what is in your hands?
有工作的职责。
You have the responsibilities of your work.
有今天的教材。
And today, you have the materials for your lesson.
可能有一把棍子。
Perhaps you even have a stick in your hand.
那有了这些东西，你要做什么？
And now that you have all these things in your hand, what are you going to do?
耶稣基督有了万有。
So Jesus Christ, he has all things.
他的手掌管万有的天地。
Because he ruled the entire universe.
从旧约圣经里面，我们从诗篇、以赛亚书那边看见耶稣的手是怎么样立了地的根基。
And from the Old Testament, from the book of Psalms, and from the book of Isaiah, we see how Jesus, how God, he created the entire universe with his mighty hands.
他用他的手铺张了天，立了地。
That with the hands, with his hands, he laid down the firmaments and the heavens.Above.
甚至在耶利米书的时候，他说他摇匠的这双手，他想要怎么样他就怎么样。
And even in the book of Jeremiah, it speaks about the potter's hand, how a potter will mold a clay according to his desire and wishes.
圣经说他照着自己的心意，他想要用他的手做什么就做什么。
And the Bible says that God will do whatever he desires.With his almighty hands.
在希伯来书那边甚至说，当我们落在神的双手的时候，是何等的恐惧的。
And even in the book of Hebrews, it says that it is so fearful for us to fall into the hands of God.
可是今天他握着万有，他帮我们洗脚。
But yet today, all things are given into the hands of God, and He is going to wash our feet.
这就是耶稣的手。
That is the hands of Jesus Christ.
因为他的爱。
Because of His love.
他把他自己变成了奴隶。
And He turned Himself into a servant.
成了奴隶的形象为我们洗脚。
And He took on the role of a servant so that He can wash our feet.
而这当中是有不相信他的。
But yet among these people, there are those who are unbelievers.
这当中是有人有诡计的。
And among these people, there are those who have a plot against Him.
他用这双手帮我们洗脚。
But yet Jesus Christ washed our feet with His hands.
所以接着下来我们看见他拿了一条毛巾、手巾倒水进入盆，用手洗门徒的脚，擦干门徒的脚。
Then later we see how Jesus rose from supper. He took a towel and girded himself, and then he poured water into a basin and began to wash their feet.
这是一个很美的画面。
Indeed, it is a very beautiful picture.
主要是主耶稣他愿意。
Because Jesus Christ, he desired to do so.
因为他可以不用这样做。
Because he does not need to lower himself to this level.
我们刚刚说，耶稣他为了让你跟他有份，他其实有其他的方法我们可以帮他想，对不对？
And as a matter of fact, as we have just spoken, Jesus can use many different ways to relate this message.
比如说，我们的老板，我们的总理，我们的一些大人物来的时候，我们想他要拿一杯水。是不是我们就哎呀，我们来，我们帮你来。
And perhaps we can use an example, such as a prime minister is coming, or even your boss is coming. And when they are here and they want a drink, you will tell them, "Well, I will serve you."
可是现在，耶稣基督他掌有万有，天地的万有。
But yet now, Jesus Christ, He has all things in His hands.
对他来说，他说你跟我有份是非常简单的。
And for God, for Jesus Christ, it is easy for Him to let us have a part with Him.
可是我们看见他愿意。
But yet here we see that God, He is willing to do so.
那我们今天愿意吗？
But are we willing to follow suit?
我们今天愿意把自己所有好的、背景的、经验的都放下来吗？
And today, are we willing to put down all the good background that we come from?
为了我们的学生。
For the sake of our students,
为了服侍人,
for the sake of serving others,
为了跟从耶稣基督给我们的榜样,
and for the sake of following Jesus Christ and to follow and emulate His example.
主耶稣那么多的委屈, 他愿意。
And Jesus Christ, even though He has all these anxieties within Him, yet He is willing to do so.
我们呢?
But how about us?
我们今天手上有什么?
What is in our hands today?
有什么值得我们骄傲的事情?
Is there anything that you're so proud of?
这么小小的东西我们就敢说我们不要了。
And such a tiny thing that we hold in our hands and we are ready to let go of everything.
主耶稣要我们学习愿意。
Jesus Christ, He wants to teach us to become willing.
因为没有人可以勉强我们。
Because no one today can force you to do whatever.
当他第一天创造我们的时候，他把选择给了我们时候，他就没有后悔了。
And since day one that God has created us, He gave us this will so that we can choose, and He has never ever regretted from that.
亚当夏娃做了他们的选择。
Because Adam and Eve, they have made their choice.
我们今天选择什么？
And today, what is our choice?
有时候我们在跟自己的孩子说话的时候，其实会让我们想起一些宝贵的道理。
And sometimes today, when we speak to our children, we will think about some precious truth.
我看过有一些家长跟他的孩子说话的时候是这样的。
And I have seen personally that when I see some parents, the way they speak to their student is in a certain kind of manner.
我早知道就不会生下你。
And the way they say it, they will say it in this statement that if I had known it earlier, I would never have given birth to you.
对，好，听过吗？
And have you heard about such a sentence?
然后我还有看过有的还就在我的面前有的家长是说给你选给你选不要给你选你就乖乖听话了。
And I've also seen this right before my face. I will let you choose, the parents will say to the children. But since you do not want to choose, then just be obedient.
对，意思是什么？就是你听，你不要选，你其实就会乖乖听话。
And that is to tell them, just listen to me. You don't need to choose. Then you will become obedient.
啊，神创造我们的时候，那一天就说，给你选。
But yet, when God created us, from day one, He tell us, you are the one to choose.
哇，我们很会选啊。
And yet, we really know how to choose.
所以我们很成功。
That is why we are so successful.
但我们有时候会离耶稣基督要本来给我们的东西越来越远。
But yet, we will depart from what God originally wanted to give us.
因为太聪明。
Because we are way too smart.
神给的啦。
And that's also given by God.
神给我们聪明。
Because God has endowed us with intelligence.
给我们选择。
He has given us choice.
你看今天父母亲是不是也给孩子这些？
So today, in the same way, the parents have also given these gifts to their children.
真的，你们班上的同学，你家里的孩子就是很聪明啊，才会跟你这样顶嘴嘛。
And really today, if you look at your children or even your students, because they are so smart or even way smarter than you, that is why they can speak up against you.
我有一次碰到一个妈妈，我们大家都在讨论会的时候碰到一个妈妈。
And one time I met with a mother, and that was during a discussion.
好多的妈妈举手说，老师老师，我跟你讲，我们家孩子非常会顶嘴，快点来修理他。
And then the mothers will raise their hands and saying that, teacher, my students really, my children, he always speak up against me at home. Please come and lecture him.
老师老师，我的更重要，我孩子回家都不写功课的，你快点修理他。
And then another parent will say that, teacher, my child doesn't even write his homework at home. Please come and lecture him.
老师老师，我的更严重，我的孩子都没有人生的目标，修理他。
And then another parent will say that, mine is even worse. He has no goal in his life. Please lecture him.
17, 18岁了都还不知道自己要做什么。
Already 17 or 18 years old, and he has no clue what he wants to do with his life.
我12岁就出来了。
And I have already come into this society when I was 12 years old.
你们应该都听过哈，我听得比较少，所以我会吓一跳。
And perhaps you have heard many such sayings, and I've only heard a few, but yet it is very shocking.
哇，其实这种我都不知道说什么哎，真的我们没有经验。
But yet, really, I do not know what to answer because I have no experience.
一个妈妈举手。
And then one of the mothers raised her hand.
我的孩子哈，我的孩子十二岁，那我一直叫他哦，你是我的 angel 天使，老师这样子好不好
？And then one of the mothers asked me.Well, my child is 12 years old, and yet I keep calling her angel. Do you think that is appropriate?
那我另外一个孩子是十岁。
And another child of mine is 10 years old.
我觉得他也是我的 angel.
I felt that he is also my angel.
所以他们家有两个 angel.
So they have two angels at home.
那我们都还，我都还，因为我碰到这些，我都不知道回答什么，我就静静的听。
And so for me, I just remain speechless because...I don't know what to do, so I'm just listening.
这个妈妈继续说了。
Then the mother continued to speak.
她说：“因为我的孩子哈，没有办法行动。
And because my child couldn't move.
你知道那个你们有看过肌肉萎缩症吗？的孩子，就是如果你们在路上看过一种大台的轮椅，是垫大台的，要撑住脖子的那种，然后里面那个人是很小的，你有没有看过？”
And have you seen such a person who may be in a huge wheelchair and that they are handicapped and yet they are really shriveled and shrunk in their stature?
她的孩子是这样的孩子。
And that is the kind of child that she has.
医生告诉她，这个孩子大概到14岁、15岁的时候就会离开。
And the doctor told her that her child may pass away at the age of 14 or 15.
结果她第二个孩子十岁，跟她一模一样。
And yet her second child, when the child is 10 years old, it also fall into the same illness.
妈妈说，我今天只要看见这两个孩子还可以活着，我非常的感谢主。
And so the mother says that every day when I see that my two children are still alive, I really thank God.
我都没有那个不写功课的问题。
And so I don't have the problem that they don't do their homework.
我的孩子也不会 talk back, 不会顶嘴。
And my children, they also will not speak up against me.
我每一个小时要抽他的痰出来，因为肌肉萎缩到最后这边是会自己卡住，因为他呼吸不行，他会自己卡住。
And because their muscles are shrinking, and therefore the mother, she needs to actually remove the phlegm from the throat of her children so that they will not choke when they breathe.
所以她所有的身体是被支架撑住，因为没有肌肉的支持，所以她的身体 是整个是软的，是躺下去的。
And so therefore their body needs to be supported by a system because the body in fact has no structure. It will just fall apart.
这个妈妈说，我能够看到他们一天，我感谢主。
So the mother says that I really thank God that I can see them another day.
所以剩下的妈妈就没有问题了。
So when the rest of the mother heard that, no one dared to speak of any more problems.
耶稣基督今天拯救我们。
So today, when Jesus Christ, He saved us,
给了我们最好的东西。
He has given us the best.
给我们聪明。
He gave us intelligence.
给我们智慧。
He gave us wisdom.
给我们行动自如。
And He gave us the freedom of mobility.
最重要，他给我们里面的自由选择。
And what is the most precious of all, Jesus Christ gave us the freedom of will.
他就像一个父母亲的心一样。
And He has the heart of a parent.
他应该也会有一天想说，早知道你变成这样，当时就不救你了。
And Jesus Christ, he may not say that, well, if I know you will become such a person, I would not have saved you right in the beginning.
但是他用他的动作来让我们学习，可是让我们选择。
But yet, through his actions, through his expression of love, he allowed us the opportunity to choose.
不论今天我们的角色是父母亲还是一个老师，还是带领的人。
So today, it doesn't matter what role you have, whether you're a parent or a teacher or a spiritual leader.
只要我们还可以选择，我们要愿意。
And as long as you still have the chance to choose, then you must learn to be willing.
因为他的牺牲给了我们这样的榜样。
Because through the sacrifice of Jesus, he laid down this example
for us.
我们请
看以弗所书的第五章。
Let's all turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians, chapter 5.
第五章的第一节、第二节。
Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
所以他鼓励我们说，我们应该要效法神。
So here, he encouraged us that we must become followers of God.
那他说我们效法、我们跟随，是因为我们就是得到这么多爱的儿女。
And to learn to walk in love because we have received so much love.
那因为我们领受了这么多，所以在第二节他叫我们要凭着这些也要这样做。
And since we have received so much love, in verse 2 it says that we must also give back to God.
那正如这样子，他就告诉我们又讲一次，他说因为呢是耶稣爱了我们。
Because here it further emphasized that because Christ also has loved us.
他说为了我们舍去了自己的生命。
And he has given himself for us.
然后把他自己当成一个祭物献给了神。
And he has offered up himself as a sacrifice to God.
我们今天要教导，要服侍，我们要有耶稣基督这样的精神在心中。
And today, in order for us to teach and to serve God, we must have such a kind of mentality that Christ has taught us.
否则我们爱不下去。
If not, we can love no more.
因为如果有人出卖我们的时候，我们会爱不下去。
Because one day, if someone were to betray us, we cannot love that person anymore.
耶稣基督爱我们，他没有说 OK， 因为我爱你，然后我因为创造蛮多，我给你一点东西。
And Jesus Christ, He did not tell us that since I love you and I've created the universe, I will only give you one part.
他不会说，看前面那棵大树，喜欢吗？拿去，我送给你。
And Jesus will not tell us, look.At that tree out there, if you like that tree, just take it.
看那台跑车，喜欢吗？送给你。
And look at that sports car out there, if you like it, just take it.
喜欢 iPhone, 两只送给你。
And if you love iPhone, you can have two iPhones.
那耶稣基督他的爱彰显的时候，不是给东西的。
But as we know, Jesus Christ, when He expressed His love for us, it is not through giving material things.
他握有万有，其实他可以给我们一些说啊，我爱你的不得了。
And since Jesus Christ, He has so much and He has all things in His hands, He can tell us that He loves us a great deal.
他给他自己。
And that He can give all this to Himself, in fact.
他把自己当成祭物给了神。
And he has given himself as an offering, as a sacrifice to God.
他说这样子你就拥有了我的爱。
And then it is through this way that we can obtain the love of Christ.
这是老师给我们的榜样。
That is the example that the teacher has given us.
他把他自己牺牲了。
He has sacrificed for us.
他可以选择，但是他选择愿意牺牲。
And he can choose other ways, but he chooses to sacrifice.
他愿意吞下去所有的委屈。
And he is willing to swallow up all his anxieties.
所以在约翰福音我们十三章刚刚再看下去的时候
So therefore in chapter 13, as we read on,
他其实有一个重要问我们说你可明白吗的道理
And there is this question that is very profound. Do you know what I am doing?
他其实是要我们能够彼此这样做
In fact, he desires for us to perform in the same way to one another.
因为整段的说话一直记录到最后的时候是34节。
Because the entire conversation comes to an end at verse 34.
约翰福音的13章的34节，他给了我们一个重要的道理。
And that is the conclusion, the final key point behind this entire message.
耶稣自己在教人哦，自己讲道。
And here Jesus Christ, he is teaching and he is giving a sermon.
他说你们彼此相爱。
Jesus says that you also love one another.
然后你们当这样子做。他告诉了我们这个整件事情、整个动作最后的一个精神。
And that you must do it in this way. And he tells us after he has performed everything. And that is the key and final conclusion.
我们今天在教会里面最难的事情就是彼此的事情。
And today, the hardest thing and perhaps the most difficult thing in this church is the one another that we speak about.
可是圣经讲了许多彼此重要的道理。
But yet in the Bible, it spoke about a lot of truth and importance about one another.
在这边告诉了我们是彼此洗脚，彼此相爱。
And over here in this passage, it says to wash one another's feet and to love one another.
这个是直接跟别的人有关系的。
And that is to come into a direct interaction with another person.
直接跟孩子有关系。
And it comes to a direct relationship with your children.
直接跟学生有关系。
It comes to a direct relationship with your students.
直接跟隔壁的人有关系。
And you are coming into contact with your neighbor beside you.
我个人觉得这个是非常难的道理。
And personally speaking, I believe that this is perhaps the hardest truth of all.
我们可以很认真地追求神。
And of course, today we can pursue God with all diligence.
我们可以很认真地把自己关在家里三天不出门努力地祷告。
And of course, we can close ourselves behind the doors at home and pray for 3 days, 3 nights non-stop.
做得到。
And that is possible.
只要你想做。
If you want to do so.
做得到。
And that is indeed possible.
因为我直接跟神建立关系。
Because I am trying to establish my relationship directly with God.
但是一打开门。
But once you open up your doors.
看见他。
And you see the other person.
看见你。
And you saw another neighbor.
不容易哦。
And that becomes difficult.
因为要做了。
Because now you're going to do it in action.
你把你三天练到的功夫看到他的时候你要做。
And after the 3 days of meditation, now you're ready to put it into action.
所以主耶稣知道的。
And therefore Jesus Christ, he knows.
好难的。
It is very difficult.
可是他说，彼此这样做吧。
But yet he says, do it to one another.
你们当这样子做。
And you must do so as I command you.
所以我感觉到说，今天在实践，就是实习，就练习，在圣经道理上只要跟人有关系的事情其实是耶稣基督里面信仰里面最难的一个部分
And in fact, today when we talk about putting the commandments out there into actions into our daily life the hardest aspect of all is to perform to your neighbor and that is to do it upon one another
所以主耶稣才叫我们靠他
That is why Jesus tells us that we must need his help
他说靠我在我的里面怎么怎么主耶稣他希望帮助我们好像一个父母一个老师他想要帮助我们
That is why Jesus tells us to rely upon him because he can give us help It's just like a parent who desires to help us
可是我们要先愿意啊
But yet first we must be willing to do so
我们在教孩子也是这样在教学生也是这样子
Because in the same way as we teach our students, as we teach our children, it is the same.
我们好多东西想要告诉他是好的。
Because we have so much knowledge that we want to instill into our students, and they are all so good and beautiful.
可是他要愿意啊。
But yet they must be willing to listen.
他如果给你这样子。
But if they just close their ears.
或是现在不用这样，现在有那个线。
And in fact, today they don't even need to use their hands because they have the wires
yeah,
to the earphone to their ears.
现在很头痛的，越来越小哦，放在里面。
And in fact, those wires are almost invisible. Those little earbuds in their ears.
以后不知道会发明什么，直接在脑里面。
And we don't know what the technology is going to bring us. Perhaps in the future, they will have a chip right in their head that give them music.
对，他要愿意，不然你没有办法的。
So the students, the children, they must be willing. If not, there is nothing you can do.
好了，那我们大家在耶稣的面前，我们也是学生，我们也是孩子啊。
So remember today, before Jesus Christ, we are also students. We are also His children.
我们也要愿意才行啊。
We must also be willing to listen to Jesus.
不然耶稣怎么样东讲西讲讲完了，万你就这样，你就听不到。
So even though Jesus may speak of left or right, you just close your ears. You will never hear what he speaks.
可是现在更厉害的，很像我看到我们的学生，更厉害的是眼睛可以看着你，可是他可以没有听到耶，那个技术很高哦。
And yet today, I have noticed that the students, they have attained an even higher level of concentration, quote unquote. They can look at you, but yet their mind is so far away from you.
他们从很小就训练出来了。
Because this is something that they have trained themselves since they were young.
他们自己里面有音乐的，有音乐。你们不知道，它里面有音乐的。
Because don't you know that they have tuned off themselves to another kind of music that runs in their mind?
所以爸爸妈妈如果这样骂他的时候，他里面可以真的。
So therefore, as parents or as teachers, when you're nagging at them, when you're scolding them, they can just tune off into their own musical world.
我们有时候也是这样子，不要笑他们。
And sometimes we are also like that. Don't just laugh at them.
传道哇，一直讲一直讲，我们可以的。
Because even the preacher, they can speak a sermon and going on and on, and you can just tune off into your own world.
传道很感动，很激动，可以的。
And the preacher, they may be able to be so touched as they are giving their sermon, but yet you're just tuning off on your own.
所以我们现在面临一代，在教育上面我们的挑战。
So therefore, that is the modern challenge that we have today as we face the new world.
可是耶稣基督没有在圣经里面告诉我们说，以后听 iPhone 的人呢，我们要怎么对付他？没有。
But yet Jesus never tells us, well, how should we treat those students who are just addicted to their iPhones?
他只有告诉我们拿一条手巾。
Jesus only tells us to use a towel.
蹲下来，帮他洗脚。
And to lower yourself and to wash their feet.
所以爸爸妈妈们老师们，当你真的要教训你的孩子的时候，端一盆水吧。
So therefore today, as parents or as teachers, today if you really want to teach your children, just bring along a basin of water.
然后拿一条手巾。
And then bring a towel with you.
不要这样卷卷卷，缩它哦。不要哦。
But with a towel, do not just turn it into a rope and just shoot your children or your student with it.
你们来教会也不要带手巾，这样摔人家，不要。
And also, do not bring your handkerchief to the church and just use it as a kind of weapon.
很痛哦，那个。
Because it's very painful to be shot by that.
洗他的脚，擦他的脚。
So wash their feet and wipe their feet.
他一辈子不会忘记。
Because they will never forget their entire life.
老师们，如果你们气得半天的时候，觉得这个学生怎么这样，拿一盆水。
So as teachers today, if you are so angry or so impatient to a point that you're almost ready to explode, just bring along a basin of water and a towel.
洗完了他，叫他洗老师。
And after you wash their feet, tell them to wash your feet.
你已经在实行彼此洗脚的道理。
Because then now you're already performing the lesson of mutual foot washing.
做到这个地步，他站起来把你交给警察。
And then when
你的人生也就这样了。
And then if you have already done it up to this point, and then they will still hand you over to the police, then that is really your life.
所以我们今天跟学生、跟孩子，我们做教育的时候，我会一直期待大家，就是教他怎么当一个，不好意思哦，教他怎么当一个仆人。
And so therefore today, as I am teaching my students, and the final goal is to teach them and so that they can learn to become a servant.
你越早给他这个东西，等到他长大，他慢慢看到圣经，他知道他是在这个里面的。
Because the earlier you impart this teaching to them, then when they study the Bible as they grow up, they know that they are part of this.
可是如果我们一直训练他当主人，等到仆人的道理进来的时候，他会有很大的冲击。
Because if we were to teach them how to become the master all the time, then once they hit the lesson of being a servant, they will have a great conflict within them.
那我们要在主的里面培养我们的孩子，最后主耶稣就是要看这个结果。
Because when we teach our next generation within the Lord, that is the final result that God wants to see.
所以下个星期五开始，我们一连三天一起来讨论跟学习这样的一个议题。
And so from next Friday on, we will have 3 days of seminar and that we will have many chances to discuss upon this topic.
感谢主给我们这样的时间一起学习。
And praise and thank God for this opportunity to study together.
一起唱诗赞美神第400首。
Let's sing hymn 400.